To Partake, Chapter 2. Summary. Gil-galad extends a second invitation, which Celebrimbor agrees to and also immediately regrets. It becomes clear that Elrond's really not doing well. He does get wrapped in a blanket by the end of this, though. Author's note. This is very Debcon, more than the previous chapter, fair warning. It's very clear that Gil is willfully ignoring and taking advantage of his authority in this one, even if he won't admit it. Elrond does get taken care of at the end properly. I'll probably do at least one more chapter, but, you know, I'm not sure. If it happens, it happens. It is the night before they are due to set out, and Arrainean invites Celebrimbor to his chambers. It's clear by the tone that it's personal, which makes heat curl in Celebrimbor's belly as he takes the corridors there. Gil-galad's doorman lets him in without so much as a question, and so Celebrimbor steps in, pays the doorman a nod as he closes and locks the door behind him, and then steps past the lattice work screen that cuts the rest of Gil-galad's chambers off from the threshold. He is unpleasantly surprised when he spots Gil-galad on the bed, reclining there, and Elrond with him. The boy showers his neck with kisses, little licks to his throat, and Gil-galad has his hand slipped underneath the back of Elrond's linen shirt. They're both still clothed, but it's obvious from Gil-galad's pair of comfortable trousers that he's already hard. Celebrimbor, he beckons to him. I thought you might care to join us again. Celebrimbor's gaze drifts to Elrond, then he looks away. No, I think I shall refuse tonight, Arrainean. I am not in the mood for this game. Please, Celebrimbor. If it is Elrond who worries you, then rest assured that he wishes for your company as much as I do. He asked me if you would join us again. Celebrimbor spares a glance at them again, to where Gil-galad rubs the small of Elrond's back beneath his shirt, to Elrond who has turned to look at him. Celebrimbor has never known such an expression of pure want. Please, Lord Celebrimbor, Elrond says. Won't you? Celebrimbor feels a little weak at the knees. Elrond is all cheekbones, bloomed pink in his excitement, gray eyes reflecting the fire in Arrainean's fireplace. He looks so hopeful, so desperate, that Celebrimbor feels certain that a rejection now might break his heart. Celebrimbor is not sure he can stand to deny him. He sighs, unbuckles his belt to loosen up his robe against his better judgment, and says, Very well. Gil-galad peels Elrond off of him and says, You really ought to try his mouth. He has the sweetest mouth I've ever known. Celebrimbor is reminded of how it felt, his finger in Elrond's mouth, how he had immediately welcomed it, sucked on it with the same enthusiasm he would have certainly applied to a cock. Gil-galad pats Elrond on his ass and sends him adrift with a light push until he closes the space and comes to shore with Celebrimbor. Celebrimbor takes him by his chin, prompts Elrond to look at him, and is bowled over and breathless again by the intensity of his expression. If you wish to, Elrond. Elrond is quick to nod, quick to drop down to his knees of his own accord to the rug beneath their feet, resting his head against Celebrimbor's knees, because he does. Celebrimbor is worthy of such devotion, such attention, and he has been so very kind. Elrond wants to show him just how grateful he is. Please allow me to bring you a measure of delight, my lord. I want nothing more. Celebrimbor lets out another long breath, stoops to kiss him again. Elrond is so good. He is so good. Elrond pulls back from the kiss to press one to Celebrimbor's thigh, to trail his knuckles along the velvet, up, 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 until he comes to the split in the fabric and dips inside and finds Celebrimbor hard. Do you see what you do to me? Celebrimbor whispers to him and him alone. Elrond ducks his head, looking suddenly shy, because he had not assumed that had anything to do with him. Celebrimbor was here for Gil-galad, but now he touches Elrond's hair, pets it, and allows Elrond to free his cock and dive on. It takes everything Celebrimbor has to be polite enough not to thrust into the warm, slick, willing heat. He doesn't have to. Elrond flutters his tongue on him and sucks until Celebrimbor is gasping. He doesn't need the use of his hands, just works down, back off, down, down, down again until Celebrimbor is halfway in his throat, and then Elrond swallows. It tears a sharp, surprised sound from his lips, one that makes Elrond moan around him. Celebrimbor doesn't have to look up to see the smile undoubtedly on Gil-galad's face when Gil-galad says, "Incredible little thing, isn't he?" That earns him a whimper from Elrond, who shuffles his legs a little wider, crowding closer to Celebrimbor to pull off his cock and dip lower to suck one of Celebrimbor's balls into his mouth. And Celebrimbor has to gasp again, to wind his fingers in Elrond's hair just for something to hold on to. "Oh, you splendid thing," he breathes in agreement. "You beautiful, marvelous thing, you are doing so well." Elrond whines, eyes slipping closed, soaking in the praise, shifting to pay the same attention to the rest of Celebrimbor. Celebrimbor is aflame, so hot he feels like he could die, and he shrugs his robe off, pushes it back behind his hips, then threads his hands into Elrond's soft brown hair once more. Elrond dips further still, licking a wet stripe over Celebrimbor's perineum that makes Celebrimbor shake. He is shaking. He never shakes. Then moves further still to press the flat of his tongue against Celebrimbor's hole. Celebrimbor's voice hitches in a sharp, shocked sound. Elrond works him like he loves it, like he can't get enough, without being asked to, for Celebrimbor would never have asked him for such an intimate thing. Elrond relishes each sound, each twitch, curls his hands around Celebrimbor's calf to feel the way his muscles tense in pleasure. He's forgotten everything else, doesn't mind the position. He just wants to hear him say it again, to tell him how good he is being, to tell him he is pleased with him. He loves the way Celebrimbor's fingers curl in his hair and pull, sending sparks of pleasure pain spiraling down his spine. How he says it. "Beautiful boy, excellent boy, clever, clever boy," until Elrond feels utterly weightless and his world turns fuzzy and warm and so comfortably simple. Vaguely, he registers that Gil-galad has crossed the room to join them, that he has taken Celebrimbor's face to kiss him, to drink his moans into his mouth. Gil-galad reaches down to stroke Elrond's back, the seam of his neck, and his shoulder. Elrond shivers with happiness that he has earned attention from both of them. He draws back to Celebrimbor's cock with little kisses. When he looks up at Celebrimbor, Celebrimbor finds Elrond's face and chest have bloomed red with arousal. His eyes are dark and wide as he takes Celebrimbor back into his mouth and pleasures him like it's the air he breathes. Celebrimbor strokes his cheek with the pad of his thumb. Gil-galad's breath is hot on his neck. Celebrimbor tilts his head to let Gil-galad kiss him, to let Gil-galad rest his head against his shoulder and watch, grinding his cock into Celebrimbor's hip. Gil-galad reaches down to tug the laces of Elrond's shirt open, to run his hand over Elrond's chest, which Elrond immediately pushes up into. He is so hard, throbbing, aching. Gil-galad has had his mouth already tonight. Doubtless he will want it again, or perhaps more, and Elrond desperately hopes that he will be good enough to be allowed his own release. He slips back to suck lightly on the head of Celebrimbor's cock, looking up at him, and it's the hazy expression on Elrond's face, the expression of worship that's almost profane, which has Celebrimbor coming into his mouth with a cry. Elrond's eyes flutter shut, swallowing him down, seeming to relish in it, never wavering in his attention until Celebrimbor has to guide him off for how sensitive he is. Elrond, damn him, licks his lips, and that has Celebrimbor's cock jumping half-heartedly despite how sated he is. Celebrimbor looks down at him in wonder, strokes his face again, bends to kiss him, and Elrond melts right into it like this is still brand new, like he's never been kissed before. That bothers Celebrimbor in the back of his sex-addled mind. Aranian surely kisses him, doesn't he? Surely, surely Celebrimbor has not been the only one to kiss him. Elrond wants to kiss Celebrimbor forever. He had not known just how much he loves to be kissed. Celebrimbor's kisses are warm, generous, intense, yet undemanding, and he can't get enough of them. He makes a disappointed sound when Celebrimbor pulls away, which Gil-galad silently reprimands with a tug on his hair. Gil-galad scoops him up to his feet and pulls him toward the bed, beckoning for Celebrimbor to follow. I wish to have him, but I know you always need two orgasms. Enjoy us while you recover, and then you can have your pick between us. Celebrimbor nods, sinking to sit on the edge of the bed. It's a reasonable offer. He watches as Elrond sinks to his hands and knees and Gil-galad settles behind him, not bothering with Elrond's shirts, but removing his own sash and robe and pulling Elrond's trousers down his hips. As soon as Elrond's cock springs free, Celebrimbor flushes. Aranian has caged him in a metal ring, and Elrond is so hard and red that it looks painful. Too curious and concerned to stop himself, he reaches beneath Elrond to pet him with the crook of his finger, and dislikes how it makes Elrond tremble and hang his head, biting his lip. He comes easily, Gil-galad explains as he works Elrond open. This is a solution we agreed upon. He is so very sensitive after he comes, and I do not wish to cause him discomfort. Celebrimbor doesn't have to ask why this is an issue. He knows how demanding Gil-galad is as a lover, how many orgasms he needs before he's sated. Still, it bothers him that this is the solution. It's an astonishingly backward solution for someone usually so wise as Gil-galad. There are better ways to bridge the disparity. Perhaps Elrond had offered it. Celebrimbor is appalled that Aranian didn't turn him down. It bothers him even further still when Gil-galad slams inside Elrond so forcefully he chokes. How he does not give him time to adjust, but simply takes, 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 tossing his head back, sighing with pleasure, pressing on Elrond's shoulder until he rests his head down on the mattress. Celebrimbor can take this kind of treatment, and he enjoys it. Elrond, however, is merely pliant, slack beneath Gil-galad's body and completely silent. He does not try to touch him. He does not make any indication of pleasure or pain, save for the way his fingers curl in the sheets, which could easily be either. He can't stand to watch it, to be made complicit. Even if Elrond wants this, he seems too cock-drunk to be able to voice either way. Aranian, Celebrimbor's voice carries a whip-crack quality to it. Aranian, ease up on him. He likes it, Gil-galad insists, half defensively. He isn't thinking, Celebrimbor says, scooting closer to take Elrond's face and finds, sure enough, that he has reached an entirely intoxicated state. Celebrimbor has seen this before with other lovers, though he has never experienced it himself. It is too easy to cause them harm when they sink here. Stop, Aranian, or I shall have to force you to, and I do not think that will be enjoyable for anyone here. Have you gone mad? Aranian growls but slows his pace and slips out. He circles around them to take Elrond's face. He is well. He will tell me if he is not. Will he? Elrond cannot fully comprehend what is happening or why Aranian has stopped, only the tones of their voices. He feels so empty, so sore. He wants more, wants so desperately to be good. He reaches for Gil-galad and pleads, We can continue, we can, I want more, please don't stop. See, Gil-galad says. You are a fool if you think he can make that decision in the state he's in, Celebrimbor hisses back. You should know better. Crossly, he takes the nearest loose blanket and covers Elrond with it and reaches for the ring's clasp. The second Celebrimbor slips it off him, Elrond cries out because it hurts, the sudden rush of blood arrowing straight to his cock. "If you wish to come," Celebrimbor says quietly, "then touch yourself. I will not." He can't. He's too hazy and tired and empty. He reaches for Gil-galad again, rather desperately.
"He wants me," Gil-galad insists. "I don't know what you take me for, Celebrimbor. What he wants is warmth," Celebrimbor snaps back, "and reassurance, I should think. Anyone can see how he worships the ground you walk on, Arrhenion."
Gil-galad falters. The accusation that Celebrimbor is leveling at him is more than he can bear. He isn't interested in the game any longer. Elrond continues to mutter apologies for whatever he can think of, and Celebrimbor scoops him up, holds him, rubs his back.
"I am not," Celebrimbor sighs, feeling exhausted. "I am not accusing you of intentional wrongdoing, but some lovers can be very fragile in this state. You need to be more careful with him."
"Elrond is not fragile. You give him too little credit."
"He is clever and strong-willed," Celebrimbor agrees. "Such things do not always extend to the bedroom, and you are his king."
Gil-galad bristles.
"You think I am taking advantage of him?"
"I think you are thinking with your cock and not your brain," Celebrimbor says evenly, setting Elrond down just long enough to pull on his own robe and buckle his belt once more, and to lace up his boots.
"We are all guilty of it at one time or another. Have a bath and clear your head. I am going to take him to bed and we will leave on the morrow. You should say goodbye to him properly in the morning, lest he assume you are angry with him, which I certainly hope you are not."
With that, Celebrimbor picks Elrond up. It isn't hard. He is so small and quite easy to lift, and carries him out. It occurs to him that he does not know where Elrond sleeps. So, after some uncomfortable deliberation, he takes him to his own guest room. To his distress, Elrond is crying quietly into Celebrimbor's chest.
"I really can finish," he hiccups, voice small. "I have no doubt you are capable of doing what is asked of you," Celebrimbor soothes softly. "It does not mean you always should."
Frankly, he's ashamed of himself. Arrhenion has always been a favorite of his. If Arrhenion has somehow learned this from him, if Celebrimbor has somehow been responsible for this, that's too terrible to think about. And he had partaken. Had Elrond truly wished for it? Or had he been acting on Arrhenion's behest, or for some misguided attempt to endear himself to Celebrimbor? He reaches his room and shuts the door, locks it, lays Elrond down on the bed and goes to the adjacent washroom to dampen a washcloth and returns to clean Elrond up a little. Elrond sniffles, squirms. Every touch seems like too much for him. Celebrimbor peels back the blanket and finds him still horribly red, almost purple, and hard. He sighs softly. Elrond hides his face in the crook of his arm and whispers,
"Please, I can't."
Celebrimbor debates with himself. As much as he is quite certain Elrond isn't thinking straight, it feels cruel to leave the lad in such a state.
"Do you want help, Elrond?"
Elrond hiccups again and nods. Celebrimbor sighs again, lays the damp washcloth across Elrond's stomach, and gently takes him in hand. The sound that escapes him is tortured, half a wail. He's so overstimulated. Celebrimbor reaches up to try to soothe him, to stroke his neck, the side of his face.
"You can let go if you need to," he whispers as he touches him, feather light, doing his best not to overwork him but still give him the stimulation he needs.
Elrond's mouth forms a silent please, which Celebrimbor answers.
"You may, Elrond. Come for me now. Let go. You can do it."
Elrond keens, bucks into his hand, bursting all over the towel and Celebrimbor's fingers.
When he seems to have taken what he needs, when his cock finally starts to soften, Celebrimbor lets him go and leans over to kiss his forehead.
Good, Elrond. That was very good.
Elrond starts to cry all over again.
I'm going to work so hard in Eregion, I promise.
Hush, I want you to sleep. Can you do that? Elrond nods. His fingers grip Celebrimbor's velvet robe, and that seems to embarrass him, but he can't seem to let go either. Celebrimbor doesn't mind. Cock drunkenness is like that. Lovers can be so vulnerable, so needy, and he will not deny the comfort that Elrond seems to desperately want, but not know how to ask for. He just finishes cleaning Elrond up, then draws him up against his chest, still cocooned in that blanket. Celebrimbor has no need for sleep. He simply lets Elrond drift off and broods. He needs to try to make Gil-galad understand, and if he cannot, he must try especially hard to make Elrond understand. He knows Arrhenion. He knows Arrhenion would never have any true desire to harm a lover. Celebrimbor desperately needs to ensure that Elrond is able to tell Gil-galad of his wishes, to communicate them. If they are voiced plainly, Gil-galad will listen.
He is bullheaded. Bullheaded with fits of selfishness and blinding pride, but such is the way of a Noldo, especially if that Noldo is a king.
He does hope that tonight, Gil-galad will sober up enough to see things clearly. He is wise. He always has been. He is Celebrimbor's friend. But this is not one of his finer moments.